The Dow was down more than 400 points this morning, East Coast time, after President Trump threatened to impose another round of tariffs on Chinese goods. Meanwhile, shares in the Chinese telecom company ZTE dropped by more than 25% today after the Senate voted yesterday to go against President Trump and bring back the ban he lifted on the company. That ban prevented ZTE from doing business with American companies because it had violated a deal after admitting it evaded sanctions on Korea, North Korea, and Iran. And there's also news today that Russia will impose tariffs on some goods from the U.S. in response to aluminum and steel tariffs from the U.S. So let's bring in Robin Farzad, who hosts the podcast's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Good day to you.
Well, not for ZTE. Start there. The Commerce Department imposed this ban back in April for violating those sanctions on North Korea and Iran. The president later announced a deal to avoid the ban and have ZTE pay a fine. What do you make of the Senate's actions yesterday going against the president?
Yeah, Trump would like to use that as a traditional bargaining chip. He is, after all, a self-proclaimed deal maker. But there's rare bipartisanship in the Senate rebuke. If you look at the numbers and the people who typically do not get along and kind of sending that message, that shot across the bow, and look at how ZTE shares have tanked since they resumed trading, I think it speaks to the fact that there's a bit of asymmetric warfare here. There are companies that are extremely dependent on exports to the U.S. That are in China, and not many things that China can immediately do to pull strings here in the United States.
Well, moving to India, which has also announced tariffs on the U.S. this week, and we mentioned Russia has. I'm imagining the U.S. has trade with these companies of these countries, China included. How big a deal is this?
Well, last year, China imported $130 billion from the U.S., but you have to compare that to China exporting $506 billion to the U.S. India, for its part, it has 1.3 billion people. It's a top five global economy. A lot of American multinationals do have designs on ultimately being big players in India. That's a very desirable emerging market consumer class. But if you're China right now, you can kind of take pot shots at big agriculture where that Trump has solid support. Foodstuffs and related commodities, if you think about the past 15 years, 16 years since China ascended to the WTO, they've been the buyer of size. And they can even hint at easing sanctions on North Korea. The problem is a lot of these things, as you know, Robin, is kind of if China follows through on them, it's more cutting off your nose to spite your face. China has more to lose. I mean, after all, it controls U.S. treasuries to be able to micromanage its economy. Do we really want to go that far, or do we just want to bark rhetorically?
Well, meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting, they reported this yesterday, that President Trump told Apple's Tim Cook that Apple iPhones, which are assembled in China, would be exempt from any tariffs. Are we going to be hearing about more exemptions?
Yes, you can imagine all the lobbying capability. Apple is the largest company in the United States by market capitalization. And if you step back on it, you look on the back of every iPhone or every iPad and it says, made in China designed by Apple in Cupertino, but it's manufactured in China. Is this something that's going to hurt the Chinese more than it hurts us? Apple does repatriate its profits back to the United States, but it employs tens of thousands of Chinese people.
Well, we're going to see how voters who supported Trump who are not getting the exemption will feel about that. Robin Farzad, host of the podcast Full Disclosure. Thank you.
My pleasure.